Good morning, children. It's good to be here, isn't it? I have a question for all you guys. So I want to see a raise of hands of who all's parents told you guys to, it's time to wake up this morning and to get ready for church. Well, it looks like you guys obeyed, all you guys obeyed your parents, so that's a good thing. So, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about obedience, and I was talking to my wife last night, and I think I might have talked to you guys about that last time I was up here, but it's been a little while, so it's good to be reminded. It's good for me, too. I have a short story I'm going to read first, and then we'll talk a little bit about this. So, this story is about a girl that disobeyed her mother. And she had a pretty wild ride because of it. It's called Diana's Donkey Ride. "Do let me have a ride on a donkey," begged Diana for the fifth time that afternoon. "No," said Mother. "I've told you, Diana, that you cannot have anything else today. You want everything you see, and if there's a new way to spend money, you find it. So please don't let me hear anything more about that donkey business." "But Mommy," pleaded Diana. "No," said Mother, and her voice left no doubt that she meant it. Diana walked away. Evidently, she thought it was no use worrying Mother anymore. She strolled away towards the donkeys. There were a dozen of them all standing together, waiting for children to come and ride on them. Even while Diana watched, a group of children came up, paid their money to the man in charge, and went off, riding along the sand. There was only one donkey left, and he stood there, as good as gold, even though his master was gone away. Diana went up to him and stroked his nose. "Dear Mr. Donkey," she said, "you'd like to give me a ride, wouldn't you, even if I had enough money?" "Hee-haw," said the donkey. "You are a dear," said Diana. "I believe I could ride you all by myself. It must be easy. Look at all those other children." As Diana looked at the other children, she realized that both they and the man in charge of them were a long way off, and that she was alone with this donkey. At once, a great idea came into her mind. She would have a little ride after all, even if she only sat on his back and moved around in a circle. Surely the man wouldn't want any money for that. Nearby, there were some steps on which the children stood when they were getting up on the donkey's back. Very cautiously, Diana led her donkey over to them and climbed up. Nobody seemed to notice her, and she felt very pleased, very much pleased with herself. As for the donkey, he seemed quite used to this sort of thing and stood there as quiet and gentle as a lamb. Diana was delighted. She was on a donkey at last, even though Mommy hadn't given her any money for it. Suddenly, however, something happened to Mr. Donkey. He seemed to realize that he had been left behind by the others while he had been standing alone. It had not mattered, but now that he had someone on his back, he felt that he should be with his friends. So he turned around and jogged off at a smart pace across the sand. Diana was never more frightened in her life. What would the man say? She had no money to pay him. And what would Mommy say if she found out? Gladly she would have jumped off, but she dared not. She took hold of the reins, but the donkey only moved the faster. Here's a picture of the runaway. Donkeys do not usually run very fast, but to Diana, this one seemed to be rushing away with her at a terrible speed. He seemed to hear the others in the distance, and he wanted to catch up with them. Bump, bump, bumpity bump. On went the donkey, with Diana rolling from side to side, expecting to fall off at any moment, and almost panic-stricken with fear. "Stop, donkey, stop," she gasped. But Mr. Donkey had no intention of stopping. "Oh, why didn't I do what Mommy said?" thought Diana. "This is terrible. Won't he ever stop?" Bump, 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 across the sand and over the breakwaters went the donkey, scaring the gulls all along the way. And now, oh horrors, the donkey was taking her past the very place where Mother was sitting quietly knitting in her deck chair. "Mommy," shrieked Diana. Mother looked up from her knitting. In an instant, she took in the situation and started running after Diana. "Stop that donkey," she cried, "stop that donkey." And other people heard her cry and saw her running. They took up the chase as well. Presently, there was more than a dozen people rushing along the sand behind the donkey. And as for him, he thought it was one huge joke and ran faster than he had ever done in his life. Poor Diana, what she suffered. She felt sure she would never be able to sit down again. By this time, the other donkeys had reached the end of their course and turned back. The driver soon saw what had happened and came running toward Diana. He called out angrily, "What does this mean? What's going on?" But Diana did not care what it meant. Take me off," she cried. He took her off and told her what he thought of what she had done. And after Mother had paid the driver, he asked for Diana's ride. She told her little daughter some things that she will never forget for some time. And Diana passed a new resolution, never again to disobey Mother. That's the end of that story. If she would have just listened to her mom, she would have spared herself all that trouble and that fear. I had a couple other things, and there's a few other stories in the Bible that have some examples of some stories. I think you guys all know these stories pretty well. I was just going to go through and talk about a couple of them. There was a couple people in the Bible, or probably more than just a couple, but here's a few examples of some people that disobeyed God. The very first person was Eve, Adam and Eve in the garden when they ate the forbidden fruit that God told them not to touch that tree, and they ate it anyway. They got cast out of the garden. And then we have Jonah. You guys all know that story. God told him to go preach to the people in the city of Nineveh, and he decided that he'd rather not do that. And he got on a ship and took off out across the sea, and a big storm came along, and they had to cast him overboard because God sent the storm because Jonah disobeyed him. And we all know he ended up in the big fish's stomach, got swallowed by a big fish, and was in there for, it was a few days, I think it might have been three, I'm not sure. And then he got cast out upon the shore, and then he obeyed God. But if he would have just obeyed in the first place, it would have been a lot easier. Could have spared himself so much trouble. But then on the flip side of that, there was a lot of people that did obey God, and they got a huge blessing from that. Joash talked about one of them. It's Abraham, that he obeyed God when God told him to take his son. And then another one you guys all know is Noah and the ark. God told him to build a big boat because there was a flood coming, and they had never had like a rain or whatever before, and they didn't know what it was, but he still obeyed God. And sure enough, the flood came, and he was blessed because it saved his life and the lives of all his family. And then another one I was thinking of today is Daniel in the lion's den. He obeyed God by praying to God every single day, morning, noon, and night. And the king said that whoever prays to God is going to get thrown into the lion's den. And sure enough, they threw him in there. And would you believe it? God saved him. And he shut the lion's mouths. They were really hungry and roaring. But as soon as they threw Daniel in, they were quiet. And they never touched him. So God blessed him and spared his life because of that. And also he obeyed God in many different instances throughout his life when he was younger too. And God blessed him for that. And he became a very important man in the kingdom, in the king's palace there, because he was a wise man and he interpreted dreams and stuff, and God blessed him richly because of his obedience to him. A couple Bible verses I had here that talk about obedience, specifically for you children. You guys probably all know Ephesians 6:1. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Verse 2, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." And then there's another verse in Colossians 3:20. It says, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord." It doesn't just say in some things, it says in everything to obey. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it don't make sense. Sometimes your parents might ask you to do something that you think is just, it does not make sense to you in your mind. But you have to try to remember that they're only looking out for your own good, and they love you very much. I know I've just been learning that more and more just with my new little baby boy, that parents love their children very much, and sometimes it's not always exactly what the children want, but if they ask you to do something, usually it's for your own good, and it's because they love you and they want you to prosper in life. So I think that is all I have this morning. I don't have a very long lesson, but let's have a prayer, and then you guys can go back to your seats. Yes, Father, Lord, we come before you this morning. Father, we thank you for the beautiful day you've given us, for the snow outside, and just allowing us to come together to worship you, Father. We thank you for your safety over each one, and we pray for your continued safety and protection, Lord, if it be your will. And we also just ask your blessing on the remainder of this service, Father, that you would just be with Matt as he brings a message, and also be with us hearers, that we would be attentive and listen, Father, and just pray that you would bless each one of these children, Lord. Just help them to grow up to serve and honor you, Father, and to always remember to obey, Lord, in their lives, and just help us as adults to be an example to them, Father. And we just thank you, and we praise you, and we pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, thank you. You can go back to your seats.